Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, it's time now for What to Watch, and I'm joined in studio by Serena Bellissimo, entertainment journalist, and David O'Callaghan from the Here and Back Again podcast. Hello to you both.
Hello.
I want to start with you, David, because we had a discussion on The Hard Shoulder earlier this week about rom-coms.
Yes.
Off the back of the comments from the young guy who played Sam in Love Actually, from that actor who said, the rom-coms have lost their magic. They are not being made to the standard they were before. We had a long discussion with Brian Lloyd, he kind of agreed, yeah, maybe we're not getting the classics, okay? And now you've got a classic dun, for me.
Dun, 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 dun. Yes, we're back, baby. We are back. Eternity, which is in cinemas now. And of course, half the people who watch it will go, this is absolute muck, but I don't care. I absolutely adore this movie. It is Miles Teller, Elizabeth Olsen, and Callum Turner. It's an afterlife story. So,
with an Irish director.
Yes, and if you think of Heaven Can Wait, that kind of vibe going on. So basically, Elizabeth Olsen, Miles Teller, they head, you know, passed away, and then they head to the afterlife department, I suppose. And they've been married for 60 years, and what they don't know until they get there is, and it's not a reveal because it's everywhere, is that Callum Turner's character was her first love, who passed away 60 years earlier during war, and he's been waiting in this kind of holding eternity for her. So you've got the guy who's been with her for 60 years, and then this other guy who's obviously Callum Turner, so he's not ugly. And so she has to make this Sophie's Choice.
Is this The Notebook meets Sixth Sense?
It is fantastic. And it's so funny. Divine Joy Randolph is one of these afterlife coordinators. And not just... So the important thing about rom-com is there has to be comedy in it. And the stuff going on behind the scenes. So the idea is you get to choose your eternity. So, positive one there, wine world, why wouldn't you want to live there forever? There's smoker's world, capitalism world, I particularly like, and the one, every time you see the sign, no man's world is on its fourth rendition and is booked out again. So, it's so this type of stuff is going on in the background while these characters are absolutely charming, they're kind of annoying. You can see, like, oh no, what's she going to do? And you do care about the choice that's made. There's loads of twists and turns.
And I'm sorry, if you believe in heaven, like yes. I do think about this, you know, what if you've had a couple of relationships with different people throughout your life, and then you get to heaven and they're there because
yes.
I believe in that, because that's how I console myself about death. And then which one do you choose? This is something I've thought about.
So the idea that you've got this coordinate, so you land and you have a week.
And is no one old? Like, this is the bit I'm trying to
understand. You come back at your perfect point, I suppose.
In your life.
Come back as young, kind of Elizabeth Olsen, obviously Miles Teller, I think. And it's, I said the two lads trying to coordinate, and basically John Early, who's the other coordinator, he looks after Callum Turner, and Divine looks after Miles, and they're going against each other. And it's all that little high concept stuff behind the scenes.
But not too high concept.
No, it's literally...
I want my rom-com fairly straight up.
Walking by, and it's just the flash of a world, but clown world. Would you ever go there? Like, would you choose clown world?
Not hell, yeah.
I know where Serena's going.
It's just really... And the idea of a week... But then if you don't go, you work like in a bar or in this eternity holding place.
So you still have to work when you're in heaven?
No. When you go to heaven, you get to think. But no, if you can't make your choice, if you can't decide where you want to go, you can become either, work in a bar in this place.
Be of service to others.
Yes. While,
in heaven.
Well, it's your own fault for not choosing an eternity. Okay. Like. Walking world? No, not for me. I loved it. I did say to someone, I think it's my favourite rom-com in a long time. And it's kind of caught me off guard. And
do you like the genre in general?
I love a rom-com. There's been bad rom-coms we've had a long run. This reminded me of something made in the 70s or 80s. Sweet, charming, great lead characters, great concept, great idea, bit of afterlife madness. It's back.
And who does she go for?
That's what I was thinking the whole time. Will you tell us off air?
It's available in cinemas now. Not at home. In cinemas, people. Do it.
I do. I remember going to see Love Actually at Christmas. Yeah. And I remember it really got me excited about Christmas. It got me in that Christmas
mood.
Does
it get you excited about dying, maybe? I don't know.
Okay, maybe we'll leave that for a darker day. I'm going to go with the wrong column. Okay, you love it. We're going to go and see it. Love that. Okay, let's move on to actually your choice, Serena. Oh, What Fun, starring one of the great rom-com actors, I would say, which was Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah, she's back.
Great actress, full stop. She's back in this. And I will watch Michelle Pfeiffer do anything. So can you take this review? David's seen it as well. So take what we're saying with a pinch of salt, because it is Michelle Pfeiffer. We were both saying that if this was anyone else, like Eva Longoria's in this as well, if she was playing Michelle Pfeiffer's character, it probably wouldn't have been as good, because this is getting 35% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I don't understand why. She basically plays a mother, and she's one of those mothers that doesn't let anyone else do anything. So the family have gotten used to her doing everything for them. She organised tickets to this dance thing that they all want. They go off and they leave her at home.
So it's kind of like Home Alone.
It's like Home Alone, and it's also like Griswold. It's like got a mixture of all these different holiday movies in it. But basically, she's decided, you know what, they've forgotten me. She only wanted one thing for Christmas, and that thing was to be entered in the Zazzy Mum Christmas holiday contest where you're the best Christmas mum ever. And this is a competition that Eva Longoria's character runs on her talk show. So she decides when she wasn't interested in that, the family has left her behind. She's actually going to go off to, they're in Texas, aren't they?
Yeah.
So she's going to go from Texas to LA.
Yeah.
And she's going to go to LA and she's going to be a part of this world. As I said, it's getting slammed. I found it really interesting that at the very beginning, they do this compilation of all these great Christmas movies. And she's even saying it's not even at home where she's forgotten about. You look at the Christmas movies and it really is always about the men, and the women are the background characters or the side characters and stuff. So this movie's trying to say this one's for you. It is a little bit frustrating because she does martyr herself and just go, you know, I'm the woman and poor women, we do everything. And part of me's just going, I know we shouldn't victim blame, but part of me's going, you don't let anyone else in to help, and that's on you. But having watched this, I wanted to call my mum and just go, oh my God, mum, I'm so sorry. My mum used to cook dinner for like 30 to 50 people. Yeah. And we used to laugh at her when she was like screaming and asking for help.
And stressed, like, I know, and telling her to calm down, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So like watching this, it can be too close to the bone for some. It can be boring for others who called it like a 35%. But you enjoyed this, didn't you?
No, again, I love quality. It wasn't just me. Christmas, like there's Christmas trash movies released every week. Mm.
The Holiday.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No. Awful movie. And yet I watch it every year.
Yeah, but there's ones like, you know, the ones that are churning it. So the Netflixy ones and the one, and you know, but this is a step above. There's a really strong cast. And again, Michelle Pfeiffer, I think, levels it up a bit.
Yeah. Felicity Jones, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah, Jason Schwartzman. Yeah. Like, they're all in there. And I thought it was really cute. Like, it's not peak thing. But I did want to call my mum to say, don't you dare watch that till I come home. For Christmas, because we always watch some Christmas movies on. I always go, oh, look at this one.
And apologise for my behaviour in Christmas past.
And there is that. And Michelle Pfeiffer does go off the edge completely and does mad stuff. But
okay, so it doesn't sound like it's a Christmas movie for the kids.
No, it goes a bit. The language is fruity, shall we say. I really enjoyed it in the, let's be straight here, in a quality on the couch piece of muck for Christmas.
I can just imagine all of these angry women. Let's say 5 days after Christmas, wrecked, exhausted, sending the whole family out. I don't want to see him sick looking at his away as go and lying down watching this and just feeling seen.
Yeah, but also possibly feeling a little bit angry. So maybe this isn't the film for you to watch if you're feeling
like
that. But then
they might, when the family come back, they'll go sit down there.
Yeah,
and watch this movie.
Yeah.
Do you know the problem? Really, Serena, is not enough people are like Meghan Markle. And if we could just have a grace at Christmas time, then maybe we would all feel a little bit different. Oh, that's what I've learned from With Love, Megan.
Is that what you've learned? Yes. And you've been taking notes, Kira. I don't want to jump on the pylon.
So but it's rubbish.
Yeah.
Let's be straight.
I went, do you know what? I am going to watch this and I'm going to watch it with an open mind, because the poor woman, there's a pylon. But then I'm just going, wow, you don't see what you're doing. Like, she's like, and so now we're going to go and I'll tell you how to decorate a Christmas tree. And, you know, the most important thing is that it's perfect imperfection. No, imperfection isn't perfect. Like, imperfection is okay. There's things that she does, like pick out a Christmas tree, teach you how to hang your decorations. I don't know about you. The whole family just goes and throws decorations everywhere and...
Yeah, but then once the kids go to bed, you take them all off and you put them back up the way you like them.
Oh, I can't
every year. Oh, yeah,
really?
My whole family does it.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. Where do you want to put that pet? Yeah, in my head I'm thinking, that's getting moved
later.
Well,
the only thing you can't move is a star. Surely.
Oh, yeah, the star remains.
But this is not a star.
Yeah, so in this, like, you'll see her wearing matching Christmas pajamas with her friends. It's cringe, and I don't think Megan thinks she's being cringe, which makes it extra cringe. like, she's talking about making homemade advent calendars. And I think that's a great idea. But then instead of chocolate, she's putting in notes for her kids. Now, I don't know about your kids, but if my kids woke up every morning and there was a note going, I love you because you're brave, my kids would go, yes, you are brave for putting this in there and not a piece of chocolate.
And right now, I don't love you back.
Exactly.
Mom, where's the chocolate?
Exactly. And like, they're making their own Christmas crackers because it's this great British tradition that the Americans don't do.
Yeah.
And then Harry comes in at the very, like, there's some guest stars as well. We've got Naomi Osaka, who, watching her bit, it was just like, she's like, is this done yet? Can I leave yet? She was decorating a Santa plate. Harry does turn up at the very end when they're cooking a traditional Christmas Eve Italian meal, and then she makes her mum's gumbo, and Harry's like, oh, I love this, but your mum's is better, and they have a pretend little bicker on screen. It is painful. If you are not a fan of Meghan's, I think you should stay away. I had to watch this in fast forward, and I found it really tough even in fast forward.
I would like to know who is a fan. Like, I watched about 6 minutes of the first season just to see what the fuss was about, and I couldn't, not even for the laugh along factor. And I don't want to be laughing at somebody, I don't mean it like that, but to be like, this is so bad it's good, it was just a bad watch, and it's back for another season.
Well, no, the problem was they filmed everything in a row, so they filmed the two seasons and this, so they had to release it. I think they thought it was going to be
that would have been filmed in May.
All right, let's wrap her up here, Netflix. I think we're done with this. Thank you. Now, I love the sound of this. If you do want to see what real life is like for real people at Christmas, you're talking about The Merchants of Joy.
Yes,
on Prime Video.
Yes, this kind of popped up. It's on Prime Video, and I was immediately drawn by the premise. Is it's five families in New York who are street traders who sell Christmas trees. Now, they do, you know, pumpkins at Halloween, but their main focus is that kind of 3 month period, or just on from Thanksgiving, kind of. Well, they have to prepare for that. So you have five families, four are on screen, and then there's one kind of Kaiser Soze type character in there that he only will speak on a phone, so they've animated him. And it's just kind of, they've the bid for the streets where they're going to sell. They've then, they won't say where they get their trees from, because have to go to these farms and bid for lots all over. And it is fascinating because they are the most New York you'll ever see. They, you know, I was watching it going, that guy definitely is from Sopranos. And then they start talking about when they first started, they had to deal with the mafia. And it's just, so it's all one way. You're kind of going, this is a tough life, but they're kind of tough as nails people, as New Yorkers are.
But this is a really competitive time of year for them.
Like,
they've got to make their money here.
The week of Thanksgiving is when it really kicks off. And then, like, you're looking at the rain coming. But then all the people they hire, and it's literally street trading. And then if they obviously compete against the bricks and mortar places that are doing lost kind of leaders on Christmas trees. And by the end of it, there's all these personal stories happening. And you're just in bits. I was falling off the couch, blubbing like a mofo. It was insane. Like, can I say what? Anyway, so it was really cute, really charming, but in a proper New York, I'm walking here, you know. It was just kind of, and it was the surprise of this thing that this is, so it's a documentary, it's not a series. It's like 90 minutes long. And I think families would enjoy it because it's quite funny watching this. And there's kind of a father and son, and the son's kind of left college and he wants to take over, but he's 20 and he's like, meh. And then, you know, there's these other ladies who kind of used to work for this guy, you know, she has her own thing. And it's just like the tree lady in New York City and all the Greg's trees. And I was totally invested and fascinated by the end and how much they need to make. Like, it's a big, don't get me wrong, this is not like selling four trees. This is like hundreds and thousands of trees.
Real tree household, have to say. Okay, I'm a celeb. Have you been watching it? Where does this series rank?
I love it. I think this is one of my favourites. The cast has gotten along so well, and usually people come to these things because they want the conflict. But I think I saw someone on social media put it perfectly, where they just went, do you know what? There's so much conflict going on at the moment.
we just need something nice and we're watching something, but it's not twee. It's just, it's really lovely seeing all these different characters who probably wouldn't be friends in real life become real friends.
But that's why we love The Traitors, because Alan Carr made us laugh so much. I'm looking for people to make me laugh at the moment.
And that's why I think last night we were all really upset when Ruby Wax went.
Didn't see that coming. She's been a good character.
She has been amazing, but she has left. So look, I can't believe it's finished on Sunday. I don't know if I'm more panicked about this finishing or the fact that it means we're really close to Christmas now.
Very quickly. Troll 2, Netflix.
Troll 2. Troll 1 was a massive hit about 3 years ago. Norwegian movie. Absolutely loved it. And now Troll 2 is here. The sequel. There's more trolls. There's a bigger budget.
Not the trolls. Not the animated trolls.
No. Oh, no. None of that. No, this is live action with, live action with big CGI. King Kong kind of Godzilla vibe.
And I thought this was Justin Timberlake.
No, this is actually
Anna Hendricks. I was excited
about
this. I wouldn't
be watching that muck. Now, come on, now I'm more serious here. This is giant trolls storming around Norway, beating the heads off people and eating them. And basically,
Merry Christmas to you too.
Yeah,
so disappointed.
There's all this snow, so it's very Christmassy. And the important thing to know is that Nora, Andreas, and smouldering Captain Chris are back from the first one. The first one is a cracker. It's a cracker of a movie that, if you've got teenagers, they will love it. You'll never watch it in a million years, but it's Netflix's biggest non-English language movie ever. And here we are, the sequel. And there's two trolls going head to head. And it does not have any dodgy songs.
And it is not trolls.
No
trolls.
So
step away.
I was getting ready to watch that with the kids this weekend. Oh my God, I'm so excited,
you should watch
kids.
It and then watch the reaction when they see what is happening right now.
All right, David O'Callaghan and Serena Bellissimo, we'll leave it there. Thank you for all of those recommendations.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.